Hey, welcome to the Culture Shock Podcast. My name is Stephen Adeboye, and today's a bonus episode. I've been out of the radar for quite some time, working on a couple of things, and I'm sure I'll let you all know about it in due time. But I thought, whilst, you know, I am preparing for a couple of things in the background, I will provide some bonus content for you guys. So essentially, I went to a UK Black Business Show in November of 2018, and there was one guest speaker that caught my attention, and his name is David McQueen, and he's a great public speaker, great storyteller, and he has some great insights in terms of entrepreneurship and building wealth. So hopefully you guys will gain some sort of knowledge from him, or at least understand his journey and how you can sort of apply some of the storytelling aspects of his story towards what you want to do in your life. So enjoy this episode. I'm sure I'm going to give you updates on the things that I'm working on behind the scenes. And yeah, hopefully I'll produce more content for you guys in this year. Take care, guys.
I'm taking your tour with me. I love that hype. Okay, I don't have any slides. Okay, just letting you know, I don't have any slides. You're gonna have to take notes. Okay, if you want to record it, I don't mind, but I really want you to take notes, and I want you to be able to learn from this session as much as I can. The introduction was enough. I don't need to say any more. I don't need to talk about myself, really. I just want to go straight and dive. Is everybody okay with that?
Yes.
Take notes, because I'm gonna tell you now. And I'm not going to say it for bragging, but if you wanted to sit me down and you want me to help you on your business, if you ain't got three bags in your bag, I'm not even picking up the phone to you. For those of you who don't know what that means, that's £3,000. My wife tells me it's still too cheap, but I like to help my people. Let me tell you why I'm talking here, and I'm going to give you a real sense of incentive behind this as well. I'm going to talk about building legacy. And I'm going to tell you why it's really important to me. I'm going to own it. I come from a middle-class Black family. My parents are from the Caribbean. My mum's Bajan, my dad's from Grenada. They came over here as expats, not migrants. Okay, all right. Because they needed their help. Let's keep that one. Let's not even play. Actually, I'm going to go deep, right? I'm going to say this now. I'm going to probably get in trouble. I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to really tell you the truth. This is how important for me empowering Black people is. I'm going to tell you this is why it's really important for me. Do I work with other people? Yes. It's not an either or, it's a both and. All right? I think I can empower and help Black people as well as working with other people as well. It's not a problem for me. But one of the reasons why it's really important to me, on Monday I've been invited to Downing Street. And Downing Street are having a reception for 10 years of whatever it is and Black History Month. I'm not going. And the reason why I'm not going is because why am I going to rock up into 10 Downing Street when they don't treat our people from the Windrush generation with respect? Why am I doing this? Now, I've had friends who have given me some stick, and they're like, David, you need to be in the place. If you're not in the room, you're not making a difference. Listen, if you're going to be in the room, you have to be able to do something. I know when I go in that room, all it's going to be is drink and then stay a little cum because it's a bread that they give you, right? Conversely, I'm going to go and support a group of young Black lawyers who are looking to take themselves to the next level. And I want to tell you why I'm here on this stage. I'm 49 years old, and I know. Shea butter, beer palm, dumpling, and all forms of rice. I'm not getting into which rice. But one of the things I found as a 49-year-old Black man is that there are so many men like me who have been successful, but they don't look behind them to give back to our community. I'm going to swear what please allow me. I'm not going to go too hard. It pisses me off. If you and your community have been successful and you've been able to do something, give back. It doesn't cost much because no one else is going to hand out. I'm going to be real with you 100%. When Ralph came and spoke to me about this, I said, yes, I will do it at the drop of a hat. I will waive my £5,000 fee to be able to come in here to speak to you. I'm keeping it 100% real. Why? Because I know that someone's going to take something from here and make it work. It's not about boasting, because I believe in Muhammad Ali. It's not bragging if you can back it up, all right? But I really want you guys to walk away from something here. Listen, talk is cheap. but action is priceless.
Yeah.
And one of the things I really want you to leave with here today is if you're going to do something, if you're really sitting in this audience because you've got an idea in your head and there's something you want to do about wealth creation, please take it and act on it. If you are just going to film me, just for the sake of being able to go and check, just turn off your phone and your iPad now. If you're not going to do something about it, leave the room and go to another workshop. Go to McDonald's, go and get yourself some chips. Please promise me you're going to take some action or at least pass it on to someone you can actually help. Yes, I'm a big mouth. I'm on Twitter. People see me all the time. I'm giving out information, but I know a lot of people don't use it. Mm-hmm. I go and I run workshops and I say to people, you have to be able to do this. Email me back in 30 days. Most people don't email me. I don't care. I honestly don't care. Let me tell you the problem. The problem that I'm going to start with very quickly, and guys, please tell me about my time, because I want to make sure that I don't overrun somebody else's time. I'm not saying Kubi was on Kubi. I love Kubi Springer, by the way. Actually, Kwame gave me a really good bit of advice. He said to me one day, he said, David, you're really doing good, but don't be a big fish in a small pond. That changed my whole trajectory. Two of them, I admire the two of them for what they do. I ain't got no Porsche, but you know. But the fact is, I really admire both of them for what they do and the roles that they play. So here's what I'm going to say to you. Here's my problem. My problem is I don't think that we know in our community enough how to create wealth.
That's right.
And what we are, as I said, I turned 50 next year, okay? And I'm one of the first generation of those expats that came here and had children. And yeah, you're learning it now, isn't it? All right. Cool. And one thing that my parents told me to do, this is what they said to me. They said, Dave, keep your head. Do you want to stay still or are you good? You're good, all right. My parents said to me, work hard. Work hard and do well. This is what they said to me, and I'm going to upset some people in here today. They said, work twice as hard as white people in order to get successful. And I realized that I was in the top maths, English and everything, and I wasn't even working as hard as white people. And you know this, and I'm going to say this, and I know I'm going to get, as I said, I always, some of my close friends are in here, I see some of your faces, and I know I upset people. You do not have to compare yourself to anybody. Work as hard as you want to work. Whether you are in a situation where you are always looking through the levels of whiteness or Asianness or any other group, you will never be able to hold on to the strength that makes you a black person and who you are. Stop looking through the lens of somebody else. Stop fighting to just go and get an MBE. Do what you have to do for your community. Yeah. Yes. I'm going to drop that right here. Because so many people are fighting to try and get appreciation so they can get invited to the House of Commons and the Lords and down. I've been 5 times to Downing Street. Let me keep it real. I've been to the House of Lords. I took my dad, come in his little striped jacket, all right? I'm like, Dad, it's not carnival, Dad. And I felt so proud, but there's more to it than that. More to it than that. And the problem is I'm going to say this now, having been and worked with businesses for years and years and years and years and years, and I'm going to say this as a mentor, and I specifically go out of my way to mentor black women in businesses, all right? And this is just for my, not say I don't do it for the young guys as well, but specifically because there's so much talent, and sometimes it just gets pushed to the side.
Mm-hmm.
I was proud to be able to do it here, but for me, this is the problem. We're not building businesses for legacy.
Mm-hmm.
We want to build a small thing and be happy with it. We don't want to have the big visions about where we can go. And the fact is, it's not about you. It's not about you. It's so much bigger than that. And so the problem is that the problem I find is not enough people build legacy. I want to be able to build a business. And let me tell you this. Here's my idea. I want to be able to build businesses so that my grandchildren and their children never have to worry about money. So when they are making decisions which are economic, they're not worried about having to go there and hustle. Don't get me wrong, nothing's wrong with hustling, but I saw this thing on the television the other day, a really smart guy who was going on, he said, you know, I realized that in London there were all these people who were making money, and it was in Kensington, so I went and I knocked on the doors, and
yeah.
I'm like, bruh,
Reggie.
You lucky,
Reggie.
Okay? Because any other guy, I'm saying to any other guy, don't be going out to get celebrate his achievement, and you know, big ups to him, that's not how it works. So often, if we go through this method of hustling, instead of building. Here's the thing, if you are in a business, If you really want to know how powerful your business should be, you should be able to walk away one day from that business and it should still be able to run without you being there. I'm going away next week, not this week, I'm in the week after to Morocco. I'm going to Morocco for a whole week. I'm going to go and top up my suntan, all right? I'm going up there to top up my vitamin D. I'm not going to be picking up any emails. I'm not going to be answering the call. I ain't taking my laptop. I'm going there with my wife, my two children, and my niece and my goddaughter. And we're going over there and we're going to have fun, but the business will still run. I'm starting a new business. I'll tell you a bit more about that slightly later. And that business, again, the way it's set up, it should be able to run without you. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that we can't run businesses, and that will, and I will align with what Kubi was saying about the brand, but find people who can do stuff for you. I have a PA that I've never met. Never met in my life. She booked my diary, she booked my flight, she put me on the plane, she put me in the hotel. Never met her. Spoke to her two times on Zoom. Never met Lisa in my life. And I don't have to. Why? Because it's outsourced.
It's outsourced.
I pay £500 a month to a company who provides a secretary for me, who manages my diary, who manages all this stuff, and if it goes over, then fine. Effectively, I'm paying, if you can do the maths, £6,000 a year for someone to do all my secretarial, and plus four, I'm a wife. I've never met Norman. My accountant, I see twice a year. Monthly accounts and tax. Right, those are important things, you've got to pay tax, all right? Twice a year. Absolutely fantastic. Some of my web's outsourced. I don't even know who's doing it. And what I mean by this is sometimes you've got to realize if you really want to be successful in your business, you've got to set up a system. And if you want to build a legacy, you've got to have to be able to set up a system. And there's a massive opportunity for that. Earlier on, you were hearing from Afrocentrics. I have Jamila, who does Treasure Chest. Both of those young ladies I met when they were first starting out. And it's amazing to see how they've built. And yes, I will go in there every now and again and I will talk to them. And there are some people in this room who I know. I've talked to you about business. And the thing I will always say is think big. Think big. Here's a book I'm going to get you to auto-recommend, right? If you don't like reading, get somebody to read it for you, okay? Get an audio book. It's called The Magic of Thinking Big. Everybody who I've mentored or I've talked to around business or career, they all know I've given this book. It's called The Magic of Thinking Big. Get that book and think big. People come to me all the day, and I know some of you guys weren't asking your questions. You go, my Kubi, I'm not going to do that to you. I've done it already. I'm going to mash up even more. But think about what you're saying. Stop saying, I think. Start saying, I believe. I believe my company's going to go, not I think. People come to me and they go, oh, David, I'm thinking of raising some money. How much are you going to raise? I'm looking for $100,000. It takes the same energy to raise $500,000. It takes the same energy. Bob and Becky walk down the road and they come in, they go, $2 million, please, all right? And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that there aren't things like cultural and racial things, like, but I know if you're gonna start stuff, build it up, big it up, and the same amount of energy that it takes to do 1,000, you can do $500,000. So let me talk about putting my money where my mouth is. I'm gonna raise £1 million. I'm gonna share it with you, and I want you to take what I'm sharing with you and run it and apply it to your own business. So I told you this, I told you about the problem. We have a massive opportunity to build it, but I'm going to give you a quick example of my own business. I have a business called Legacy 71. Earlier in the year, I went to an event with this woman called Arlene Hamilton, and she was talking about how she, as a VC, raised money in the US, and she went as a black lesbian female in America, and she was just going to change the whole way that things were done. And I went in there, and I was like, that's deep. I'm going to do that for my people. I'm going to start my own stuff. I'm going to do it. And I know I was focused on my corporate and the main thing I was doing, but I'm going to go and run this anyway. Because I love leadership, I love nurturing people, I've been mentoring people for the last 20 years, I'm going to really build this. And I was sitting down there and I was like, how am I going to raise £1 million? I can either go out there and I can go and get some ventures. I know a couple of high net worth black people who actually said to me, we'll drop pork for £1 million. Listen, I've got them kind of friends. They would say, I will drop £250,000 into your business. And I was like, nah, this is about black wealth and power. What can I do? And then I remembered something. How many of you know a partner of Susu? How many of you know a partner of Susu? Yeah? How come some of you didn't put up your hands? You're not so bougie, like, I didn't know what that means. You mean partner, not partner. Partner of Susu, so being able to bring your hands in. And I thought, my mum and my dad were able to buy a house.
Because of
with partner. Yeah. They were able to buy their cars with partner. We were able to go back to the Caribbean because they put their hand in, and then when they turned the paper around, they were able to get their money. And I thought, imagine if we could do this in the black community. So let me tell you what I'm doing. I'm going to put it out there. If you want to borrow it, run with it. I'm going to get 1,000 people to give me £1,000. You do the maths. Mm-hmm. 1,000 people will give, I know 1,000 people will give me £1,000. So I'm going to put it out there generally, and I've had 700 people come back to me and say, Dave, when is this going to start? And let me tell you, that's just the start. And I know it sounds kind of cocky, but for me, I believe that we can take it to the next level. Why should somebody tell you that you can't achieve because of the color of your skin? Or when you come back from war, or the fact that, or your gender, or your orientation. Nah, that's limiting. Building legacy is about your mindset. And for those of us in the room who've got a modicum of success, being able to share with other people what worked, what has actually worked. How many of you in here, have got an expertise that you're good at? You've got an expertise, something that you're really good at. All right? Shout out, just shout out, tell me what you do, just shout out, okay, go.
Talk. Good IT consultant.
Project manager, what you say today?
Making dolls.
Making dolls. Okay, I like that. Okay, yes. Okay, all right. So let me share something with you. Imagine if for now, all right, you took your expertise, you sat down at home with a video camera, and you recorded it. Recording your expertise, and obviously you split it up into small bits, okay? And then you started to think about who is the audience that you're really going to. You go and use Google Analytics or all them little tools that are quite free on Google. You go and get that stuff in there. And then what you do, you put it online for £1,000. Sell the course for £1,000. How you can make really good dolls that will penetrate the market, like internationally, and you start to talk about what it is and the way you, how you can be basically be a great poet and be able to put together anthologies. Really, honestly, even if you don't want to do £1,000, do it at £500. Imagine if 1,000 people bought that course. True. You're very quiet. Imagine if 1,000 people bought that course. Even if 500 people bought that course, you're still richer than you are now. And the truth is often we don't think about the mass, we don't think about the scale, we don't think about taking it to the next level because we think too small. The lady who said she was going to go into marketing, okay? Here's my little bit of advice to you if you're still in the room. Think about how you're going to run your own business, not working for someone else. But when you go in there, learn all the skills you can. And here's the thing, not everybody in the room is going to be an entrepreneur. Let me keep it real. Because some people are rubbish. I'm going to keep it real. Being an entrepreneur is not easy. Some people are rubbish, but you can also be a co-founder. Because let me tell you something now. I started my first startup 30 years ago, okay? Still going strong. We got married 7 years after that. We got 2 minimum viable products, right? 1 20-year-old. Okay? Now I'm getting on investment. Okay, I'm gonna brag here. My eldest, right, she said, Dad, I really need to be able to go and do things to the next level. I remember when she was 15, she said, Dad, you know Akala, don't you? And I was like, yeah, I know. She goes, I wanna go and work for him. I said, say that to me. She said, I am gonna go and work for him. I said, cool. I said, do you need his email? She goes, no, I'll find it myself. She emailed Akala and said, can I come and do work experience? I'm gonna come and do work experience for you, age 15. My youngest one had a little idea. She started to do her, see everybody in this lovely beard bar. There's some guy like, my daughter makes my own beard bar. Wow. You've got a plan already. I've got my own little tub in it, okay? And she also, extended it as well because I have dry hands, all right? Okay. I'm gonna be honest. For those of you, I put you on Twitter the other day. I went out and my hands were dry. I had a shower and I was watching this, and I ran out. My hands were dry. It was like, and I was on a train and I looked and I was like, oh my gosh, to my ancestors, that real shame. And I took out a cream and I held it. People were laughing at me on Twitter. They're not laughing because I see some of your ankles when I'm in young lady I know, I think she's from Eritrea, and she started to do this brand around well-designed hijabs, okay? Little girl, 15, started making $2,000 a month from selling hijabs online. With the extension that she wants to be able to build it to the next level. How do you build legacy? Let me go very quickly. How long do I have to be stunning? 5 minutes. So here's my thing. Let me just do it now. And what I'll do is I'll go on Twitter later for those of you here, because I know that, no, I'll take questions. I'll go very quickly and I'll take questions. Part of building legacy is getting it right first. Why are you doing? What's your values? What are you going to do? Why are you doing? Why are you doing? If you've got to know what it is, why are you doing it? For some of you, it's just to make money. Money's good, but when you make the money, what next? So why are you actually doing it? Secondly, here's the thing. Ideas are crap. Unless somebody's buying it, it's crap. It's a great idea, but it's crap. Loads of people have ideas. But you have to have somebody who's going to actually buy the product. So find out who your customers are. Talk to them. Stop giving away everything for free. It's annoying. People have events. No, not this one, man. People have events, okay? And people rock up and they go and do these things. I was having this discussion yesterday with a friend of mine. You see, whatever people who do podcasts and YouTube and if somebody wants your skill, get them to write a contract. I went with my wife. I love that woman to the, or for those of you who know, I love that woman to the day I die. But we have a contract in business. We run a business together, but we have a contract. Because we want to keep those lines very clear. I love you, I will squeeze you in my chocolate wonder, okay? But over here, it's for business. And this is how we do it. But we're building legacy. We're looking for the long term. We don't want to sell out. And for some of you, you may hear all these fantastic things of people getting money and then selling on. Stop selling on. Think about how you're going to be. Has Mark Zuckerberg sold out? Has Elon Musk sold out? Has Warren Buffett sold out? Has Richard Branson sold out? No, all these guys have spent time building these massive things so that all their children and their children's children can benefit from it. So when you're thinking of your business, stop thinking small. Think about how can I take this to the next level? Get it right to begin with. Incorporate that company if you need to. Register your IP so that it stays with you. Not just with the company. If you need to learn, go and put it in Delaware, or go and put it in Amsterdam, or go and put it somewhere where it's protected, but protect your rights. Protect your intellectual property. Protect what it is that you have. And then get the systems in place. Get the accounting in place. Know about your unit economics. Know how much it costs to acquire a customer, the long-term value of that. Learn all these things, and if you can't learn it, put some money in your pocket and hire somebody to do it for you. You ought to shut up now. You ought to shut up now. I'm almost done. One second.
I've got you.
Okay. It's difficult to try and do this in half an hour. But I really wanted to put the emphasis in here. When you're building your business, stop doing it for the short term. Think about who you want to benefit as a result from this. One of the greatest ways that we can transfer wealth is being able to create our own revenue streams from our own businesses. Think big. Think global. Think local, as Kuki said. Think about how big you can get it. But seriously, don't do it small. Think about how your children, grandchildren, and even if you don't want to have children, how your nephews, nieces, godchildren, how they are going to be able to benefit from it. I know I'm done, and I know you're going to kick off and say, "Shoot, I'm in their mind." All right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to say, I know there are going to be questions afterwards. What I will do is later on today, I will be on Twitter. If there are, and by the way, if you don't like these, we talk very straight on Twitter. Don't follow me, okay? But I'll be on Twitter. If there are questions that people want to have, I'm more than happy. Kind of, I answer them online. I'm not going to give you my email because you're not going to email me anyway. But I'll be online. I hope the small words have helped. Yeah. I wish I had more time, but we'll do that another time. Okay, we'll work that out. Here, take your mic.
Hey podcast listeners, thanks for listening and thanks for my special guest and thanks for clicking that play button. But I need you to do 4 things for me. I want you to like, comment, subscribe and share this content. It will help tremendously with the growth of this podcast and I'm producing more content than ever. So I want you guys to be the first to know and I want others to know as well. So do those 4 things for me and help this podcast grow to a bigger platform. Thanks for listening.